there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Bill the producer, also Jimmy the Bubble Boy in the studio with us today. And thank God, as far as I'm aware, there are no holidays being celebrated on the planet today. Am I right, Bill? No holidays. Any kind of festival thing?
Arbor Day?
No, is it? Are you kidding me?
I think it's Arbor Day.
No,
oh, it was
no,
yesterday?
No. That was
yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay,
yesterday.
Okay.
Now, last week, we had an incident.
Oh, dear.
Actually, it happened more after we got off the air, but we actually had him on the phone.
Right.
Scuba Radio Drunken Sand. Well, he was Scuba Radio Drunken Earth Day Man.
Yes.
Last week. And he had dressed up as a giant Earth to celebrate Earth Day, and he was waving to the drivers. And he was begging for, you know, I don't have any problem with the homeless folks here in Florida. They got to do what they got to do, right? But, you know, when you're on the side of the, and you're dressed up as a giant Earth, and it's like, save Earth Day. You know, you had this sign, and we'll work for booze. And it was bad. It didn't end well. We had him on the air, and he's kind of went on some campaign where he's like every holiday he's dressing up as something different. He's branched out from Scuba Radio Drunken Santa to Scuba Radio Drunken any holiday he can think of. He's working more than we are now.
Well, some of them are taken, he said. He has mentioned that some of them are taken, so we can't have them.
Yeah.
So well. you got him so drunk that he slipped and fell in his Africa?
Yeah, maybe. Well, let me say the South Pole in particular is not really white. It's no white anymore, that's for sure.
There's a volcano there.
I will tell you that the 28th of April is National Day of Mourning in Canada to commemorate workers killed, injured, or suffering illness from occupational hazards and accidents.
Wow.
That's not as festive as you might think.
I think the good news is
World
in
Day
one
of
sense,
Safety.
He was thrown in the drunk tank after last weekend's festivities. There was a whole news report and the whole thing. Earth Day man arrested, that kind of thing. But I think it was only he's been thrown in there for like 8 days or 9 days. So he's free supposedly before next weekend, which is Cinco de Mayo. And he made some comment that he had something up his sleeve for Cinco de Mayo. So I don't know what's going on with him. I felt, you know, I've always felt, I don't know.
You know what? Like, Cinco de Mayo actually sounds like a pretty good day for him.
It might be.
I mean, it doesn't sound like a bad day.
You're right, Bill. He told me it stands for the fifth of whiskey.
Could be.
That's a Scottish holiday.
But you know, we've actually helped him out over the years during the holidays because I kind of figured, okay, we see him every day when we come into the studio.
I don't see him if I can smell him. I will tell you that right now. I won't look where I smell it coming from.
And you know, we just feel that, you know, we ought to welcome him in. And then, you know,
I don't know where this we comes from. Again with the we.
It's
we
the
are going away to the Bahamas. We are going away. We care one way or the other about Drunken Santa. What is with the we?
Well, I usually only care during the holidays, but now he seems to be, you know, he's working. He's like employed.
He's
making
true.
More money than we are now.
Well, that is true.
Doing.
But, I mean, it's not really a job.
Well, that's true. But
it's not like the hurdle to make more money than us is such a high bar that you have established.
He's on disability, Bill. He's on disability.
Ah.
Well, I mean, you got to give
him
credit.
Probably also on a liver transplant list, but that's something different.
Yeah. Yeah, and it, supposedly we have a bad economy. He's working harder than ever. And I never thought I'd see this day. When
the
he'd be working
James
so much.
Brown of drunken unemployed people.
Yeah.
Well, I anyway. Feel bad.
In honor of Earth Day, last week, a week late.
Well, how about I in honor up, of yesterday's Arbor Day?
Okay, maybe we'll do that too. I got a book. I mentioned this a few weeks ago at Beneath the Sea in New Jersey. I picked up this book from Jean-Michel Cousteau called My Father, the Captain. And it's about his life as a son of Jacques Cousteau. And he signed an autographed copy for me at in New Jersey. And I finished it up this week.
Nice work.
Yeah, about time, huh?
You know, not bad. It's a pamphlet.
Okay, whatever.
The instructions for how to install my stereo equipment was longer.
Oh, quit it. It was not. No, this is a very insightful book into the Cousteau family.
Oh, that would be cool.
There's some very interesting insight, you know, and I got to give Jean-Michel credit. I've talked to him many times over the years. I've talked to several other members of the Cousteau family, and I've always heard this underlying kind of Kardashian type reality
book.
Nonsense that went on under.
You know, honestly, Jean-Michel does have a very nice rear end. Oh, now, bringing up the Kardashians.
Yeah. Stop it, Bill.
That's now, the connection right there.
And you
there.
Wonder why he wants you fired. That's another story. Anyway, there's some interesting stuff in here that outlines, you know, their private life. You know, Jacques Cousteau, just to give you some history, when we started Scuba Radio 15 years ago.
Yes.
It was April 1st, 1997.
Yes.
Jacques died in June of 97. And
you didn't manage to squeeze him in the first 3 months?
Well, what's funny is in this book, when I'm reading this book.
Does it mention Scuba Radio?
It actually mentions the Dima Show in Orlando, Florida, which was where Jean-Michel and his dad Jacques got together one of the last times he felt Jacques was coherent, and they actually had a conversation and had some lunch and stuff. And it was at the Dima Show in Orlando where we had actually launched Scuba Radio.
Did Jacques Cousteau have dementia at the end?
Well, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Well, not dementia, but I mean, it was his last time before he had fallen ill, and then he eventually passed away in June.
So you're saying your show, the launching of your show, pushed him over the brink.
We killed him. No, that is not what I'm saying. But now that you mention it, I don't know. He had agreed, his people had agreed to come on Scuba Radio, and I had talked to some of Jacques' people at the Dima Show in Orlando that year, and we had him booked for the show, and 2 weeks later he had passed away. So
some people will do anything to get out of talking to us here on Scuba Radio.
Well, there you go. So that was an interesting little, you know, timely, you know, thing I found in the book that I just thought was fascinating. But the other thing is Jacques had a second family that Jean-Michel didn't find out about until much later in life. Last 10 years of Jacques' life is pretty interesting. And it's in this book. It's documented in this book. And obviously, there's a lot of I'm kind of pulling out some of the meaty stuff a little bit, but I got to tell you, it's a really insightful book and kind of gives a basis for some of the speeches and talks that Jean-Michel does to this day that are inspiring. If you've ever had the opportunity to see him speak at a dive event or any event for that matter, you can see where some of it comes from when you read this book.
So how is it that we managed to get him to ride around on Segways on stage at Ocean Fest and climb cyclone fences?
Well, he is French and he drinks a lot. And no, he doesn't. I actually, he may. I don't know. But no, Jean-Michel is a very fun individual to hang out with. I've been extremely fortunate with this gig to have the opportunity to talk to people that I never thought would give me the time of day. And Jean-Michel is one of those, and he has shared some thoughts with me that I have.
You keep checking your phone. Is he going to call you?
Well, you never know. He's probably like, don't say that, you know, because he has said some stuff to me in confidence over the years too. But it's been fun.
I mean, like, Greg, you look good in that t-shirt.
But when you read this book,
Greg, French fries are not for France.
He's French. Okay, so anything goes. But no, he's
anything goes.
He's a really fun guy to hang out with, and just an awesome person. And
does
when
it
you
feel
read the
good
book,
when I do this,
quit it. when he you know, when he speaks and you read the book, it kind of puts things in perspective of his outlook and how he, you know, how his beliefs came to be. It's very insightful, very personal as well. So My Father the Captain, check it out. Download it, you know, on your e-reader or pick it up at Barnes & Noble. But if you're a diver, it's very, very interesting because, I'll be honest, I've just heard scuttlebutt over the years about Jacques Cousteau. And I've waited for something like this. You know, there's his book, Silent World.
Right.
And I be honest, I've never read it. I've heard people talk about it. I just never read it. And when I saw this book come out and I picked it up from Jean-Michel, I was like, well, this will be a great perspective to really learn about Jacques Cousteau from probably somebody who knew him better than anyone. You know, and from an interesting perspective.
Up until now, my whole experience of Jacques Cousteau's life had been The Adventures of Steve Zuzu.
No, that's not a good resource.
No, not right. No.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com. You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry. And at an affordable price, go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
Isn't this exciting?
It is. It's fun. You know what? I think I'm going to skip the scuba diving.
Ruben, no. You called 8 hotels. They all said that this guy was the best.
I know, but you know how I am about boats, and I'm feeling a little queasy.
Oh, no, your stomach's acting funny.
It's okay now, but I think it might... You know how it gets, you know? So why don't you go?
We're on a honeymoon. I'm not going to go without you.
No, you've been wanting to try this. I want you to go. Okay?
No.
It'll be fun. I'll pick you up like at 4 o'clock, all right?
I love you.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Bill the Producer, Jimmy the Bubble Boy in the studio today. Captain Cocktail is on the line from South Florida. We know him as Jeff Terode as well from South Florida Diving Headquarters. Jeff, what's going on down there? Aaron C. Show, right in Fort Lauderdale. You're on your boat watching planes.
Carpet bomb all the divers. We did some diving this morning, and now we're watching the jets fly over. It's like a day in Baghdad.
Yes, exactly, I bet. So how does that work exactly? Can you, are there any restrictions when you're doing an air show there off the coast of Fort Lauderdale? Can you guys have people in the water off the coast while this event is going on or no?
Yeah, there's an area called the Fly Zone, and they mark it off with buoys and obviously plenty of security, and then anything outside that Fly Zone, within reason, you don't want to be diving right in the middle of the where all the fleet, the spectator fleets anchor. It's probably not a smart idea.
Well, that's true. Yeah,
outside of that, you can.
Yeah, but I mean, could you dive under the Fly Zone, or they won't allow that?
I mean, they come. You can't go in what they call the. Well, I call it a fly zone, but it's where they do all the aerial acrobatics.
Right.
But they fly from north to south and east to west into that zone. So anywhere along the beach, they're coming low to the water right at you. So if you're in the water and you look up and the visibility was clear enough, you probably could see them and hear them.
Interesting. Yeah. That would be a fun dive to try if you could pull it off without being arrested. I guess, you know. I don't know if they got underwater.
Now, seriously, do you think that a jet overhead is going to make enough noise, except for when it's right over your head, for you to hear it underwater?
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah.
No doubt about that. You can hear boat motors.
But boats are in the water, and planes are above the water.
You want to help me out on this Jeff?
That's true, but you could still hear it when they're over the top of you. I mean, if they're a mile away, obviously you're not going
to
hear
right.
them.
Right. I think you'd be able to hear them right over you. Right. But it would probably be a little scary because it would go so fast.
Yeah. You're like, that wasn't a boat. Yeah.
But trust me, the best vantage point is on the boat.
Not underwater.
We're trying to reinvent the wheel here.
Yes. Well, yeah. And that's what you're doing.
Dive in the morning and then watch it in the afternoon. We have the Thunderbirds here this weekend. They're going to finish out the show. They haven't come on yet.
Yeah.
But it's been great so far.
Yeah.
We've had a little bit of problem with the weather playing havoc with us here and there, and the show's had to stop, but then it clears up and the show goes on.
Yeah, so the Thunderbirds have brought in the thunder showers in a way or something.
Yeah, it looks like that.
Stir it up a little bit.
I ran into one of the Thunderbirds the other day, and I remembered you were taking flying lessons, and I asked them if they were looking for somebody. And they said yes. And they said, yeah, to get their coffee for them. So I don't know.
Right, yeah, thanks, you big weasel. All right, yeah, so I am learning to fly, and I'm just a few weeks away from being a Thunderbird pilot, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Right.
I don't know if you can hear them. Here they come again.
Oof. Well, we'll hear them if they come by.
Far off.
No doubt. So you are on a spectator boat with some divers that did the dive this morning, and then they're just hanging out on the boat. Enjoying the air show this afternoon. Is that right?
That's correct.
Now, we heard a report that there were ribs.
There's ribs and chicken. We're down with the Flanagan's group. Flanagan Restaurants rent out the boats in the afternoon, and they put out a big spread, and so usually a big party of people in the water with their inner tubes and cocktails and ribs and barbecue sauce all over them. Sounds like a good thing for you and Bill, Greg.
Yeah, well, I heard it's boats, barbecues, and bikinis are watching the air show today. Is that it?
And I got all three of mine ready.
Oh, God. Ugh.
Yeah, that's an image I could have. I think I almost lost my lunch.
Yeah, you and everyone else listening. But
baby back.
So all right. So you got this going on. Well, let's talk a little bit about the diving in between the air show festivities going on in South Florida. What's it been like lately? You've been doing some good business. People been enjoying the diving down there in South Florida, or what?
All week it was spectacular here. It got a little choppy on Friday, unfortunately, but the conditions were still great this morning as far as underneath. But the visibility's been good. The water's been back to summer type temperatures. Diving is great right now, and come on down. You can't beat it this time of year because it's not as crowded. Once we get into like June, July, and August, everybody's down here for the lobsters.
Yes, yeah. When we get into July, then we got end of July, lobster season kicks up. If you go down there right now, you'll see tons of lobster, right? And they'll be taunting you.
Yeah.
Because they,
diving with Greg, you see tons of lobsters.
Yeah, all right, yeah, fine. What is this, Pick on Greg Day? This is not
actually
an official holiday.
April is Pick on Greg Month.
Oh, and I thought that was April Fool's Day.
Yeah,
well, that's our anniversary.
Right.
If we get it all out of the way now, it doesn't have to be Pick on Greg Year.
Oh, boy. All right,
there you go.
All right, so the lobsters are out. What is the water temp right now, Jeff?
We're almost up to 80.
The reason I ask is because a week from Monday, I am scheduled to do my first California dive off of the coast of Redondo Beach in California.
And if he does two dives, he will have water temperature of 80, assuming you can just add them together.
Right. That's what I've been told.
Yeah.
So really, you're already hitting 80-degree water temp off the coast of Fort Lauderdale right now.
We were hovering, but we got a lot of rain, so it dropped back down a little bit. But I imagine 78. Once we hit our stride in May, it'll be right back up in the 80s again.
Okay.
Been unseasonably warm anyway this year.
Well, I want to know.
You don't have the cow.
Yeah? You don't have the what?
Where are you diving in California?
Well, I'm diving off the coast of Redondo Beach with my buddy Bob Evans, and the folks from Body Glove are going to join us, or they're going to actually have us out on their boat. But I'm going to be in a 7mm wetsuit, hoodie, booties, and maybe some kind of thermal-heated garment, or I don't know. I'm going to cut open a giant grouper and live inside its carcass. Yeah,
it'll work out well because those fish are such warm-blooded critters.
Right. Oh, wait, they're not.
They're not. Catch yourself a seal.
Yeah.
Seal or a sea lion, that's what you need.
Greg needs a bull walrus.
Yeah. Yeah, hopefully PETA won't be watching.
Or listening.
You doing a great white dive?
No, just we're going to literally dive off the coast of California, but it'll be my first California dive. And it'll be my first California dive, and probably one of my coldest dives, I think.
I'm worried about you, Greg.
No, it'll be good. Yeah, I think it'll be fine. But I wanted to know the water temp in Fort Lauderdale, because when I get back, I may need to go there to bring my body heat back up to normal levels.
It's Crockett.
I'll know how warm to, what to expect, and if that'll do the trick for me.
You know, there's a lot of people that are probably very impressed with how manly you are, that you might be diving where the water's a little bit cold.
Maybe.
We'll see.
All right, Jeff, South Florida Diving Headquarters, southfloridadiving.com is the website to go to and book one of those warm water dives. More coming up.
Scuba Radio. Scuba. Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Crockett's down up 888-88-SCUBA. He is on Scuba Radio right now. Crockett, how are you, my friend?
How you doing there, Greg?
Good. So, you have a little comment about this cold water diving adventure in California I've planned, or what?
Yeah, does that mean you're going to break out that dry suit you've been hiding?
No, I have the driest dry suit on the planet. Why stop that trend now? The folks at Body Glove have been nice enough to hook me and my crew up in California with stuff to use. Borrow, whatever.
Is Faith going to be there?
What's that?
I just came back from last weekend from the expo up there, and it was almost 80 degrees up there over the weekend. That's air temperature, by the way.
Right. Yeah, in Tacoma, yes.
Yes. Yeah.
But the water temp was what? Do you have any idea?
It was about 48.
Well, no, but that's Tacoma.
Two ice cubes.
Yeah, but that's Tacoma. I'm going to be diving in Southern California.
Yeah, Southern. Yes. Near the equator. I'm sure it'll be warm like the Galapagos.
Right.
Yeah, it'll probably be a heat wave. The water will probably be 53 or 54 this time of the year.
Oh, boy. See, I was hoping it was going to be 60s, which isn't really any better.
Actually, quite honestly, on your dive trip, it might get a little bit warmer because if one of them Humboldt squid come up, you may just pee yourself.
True.
Humboldt squid flash people when they're getting hungry.
They flash them. What are they flashing?
Look,
what
is something? Their beak.
Yeah, they're showing you their beak.
Interesting. Okay. Well, we will see. Humboldt
then they
squid,
chomp.
Kelp. I hope to see kelp and seals.
Garibaldis.
At Garibaldis, exactly. Yeah, and
Italian food restaurant.
That's Ghirardelli.
Oh, that's the chocolate place. That's in San Francisco. You should go there while you're out there.
Well, I'm not in San Francisco. I'm going to Southern California.
I know that you're in Southern California. You should go to San Francisco while you're out there.
That's too far north, man. That's way, way far away.
Go and check out. Go meet up Crockett. You and Crockett can split the distance and meet in San Francisco.
Well, I'm supposed to meet Faith.
That's what I was asking.
Mermaid.
Our new mermaid, Faith Wan. Is she going to go diving with you?
Well, I don't know. We'll see.
But she'd look good in body glove.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, diver's consumer tip number 91. If your dive buddy tells you he's got a turtle head poking out...
Hey, hang on, you guys. I'll be right back.
Do not break out your camera. And I hope your dive boat has an unoccupied head.
Do not go in there. Woo!
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the Rio Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. And in the studio is Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. You know, Nick, you look like a man with a question.
My question, Greg, is who's on your emergency speed dial?
My emergency speed dial?
Well, metaphorically speaking. In the event of emergency, who are you going to call?
Well, not Ghostbusters, but thanks very much for putting that in my head. So, I guess I'm going to call you? Or, well, no, not you, but Dan.
That is absolutely the right answer. Sometimes.
Well, what do you mean, sometimes?
Well, that's what we're going to talk about today. Sometimes in an emergency, there's a lot of confusion as to who should be called and in what order. So we thought we'd clear it up for safety's sake.
Well, if it's for safety's sake, have at it.
The first thing to remember in the event of an emergency is never, ever put a diver's safety or life in danger by wasting time. Always seek out the closest emergency assistance. If you're in an area covered by 911, call it. Or if you are in an area not serviced by 911, call the appropriate equivalent.
You shouldn't just call Dan?
If you have access to no other emergency service, by all means, call Dan first and we will help. But if there are immediate emergency services at hand, call them. It saves time, which in turn means quicker response by EMS.
And then you call Dan.
That's exactly right. Once the emergency response has been activated, definitely give Dan a call. We'll coordinate with the emergency response providers and subsequent medical teams to ensure that the diver is getting the treatment and care they need, as well as any other elements that need attention.
So to be clear, if you're dealing with a serious or life-threatening situation, call 911 and then call Dan.
You got it. Call 911. Then call Dan.
What if the emergency is not diving related?
The same procedure applies. Call 911 and then call Dan.
I know I shouldn't question it, but why would we call Dan in a non-diving emergency?
Every Dan member has a benefit called Travel Assist. It's what provides each member with up to $100,000 of emergency medical evacuation as well as a bunch of other benefits. Since it's not part of a dive accident insurance plan, but rather a standard membership benefit, it's not restricted to diving. As long as you're more than 50 miles from home, you have access to the benefits. And if you need that access, you can do so through the Dan Emergency Hotline.
Hence, call 911 and then call Dan.
Yep. Nice use of hence, by the way.
Thanks. So what if you're not in an emergency situation, but you just need some help?
By all means, call Dan. If you're not sure about a situation, or if you're not sure about what kind of help you need or where to get it, give us a call. We will help.
Anytime, day or night?
The Dan Emergency Hotline is active 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You can call it any time, and if you need to, you can call it collect.
Just so everyone has it, what's the hotline number?
It's 919-684-9111.
Now wait, that sounds like a different number.
It changed a while back when we streamlined the service to include the Travel Assist access.
Okay, everyone get your cell phones out and update the number now. Go ahead, let's take care of it while we're thinking of it. Give us that number one more time, Nick.
Area code 919-684-9111. 111.
Huh. Like 911, but with more numbers. Got it. Now, what if we just have a question about something medical that's in no way in an emergency?
Well, we've got a medical information line that operates during regular business hours for that. But please, and we can't stress this enough, if you are having trouble, even if you don't think it's an emergency, don't hesitate to call the hotline if you need assistance. even if you think it's nothing. If it's enough to raise a question, it's enough to place a call and make sure you're okay.
What if I'd rather call someone I know it, Dan?
That actually happens. It's natural to want to call a friend when you're in trouble, especially if you feel like you're going to bother someone by calling for help. But if you do call someone you know it, Dan, you know what they're going to do?
Mock me?
Mercilessly. No, they're going to do exactly what we're telling everyone to do here. They're going to call the Dan Emergency Hotline and get the experts engaged.
So how about if I need to renew my membership in the middle of the night? Can I call them then?
Only if you want to be mocked. No, seriously. Membership renewal is the one thing our hotline doesn't do, but that can always be done online.
So who are you going to call?
Ghostbusters!
It had to be said.
Dang! Now the song's in my head, too.
Time is precious, especially in an emergency. If you're in an emergency situation, remember to activate 911 first and then call Dan at 919-684-9111. If it's not an emergency, or if you have nowhere else to turn, call Dan and they'll get you the help you need. Do that and you're guaranteed Dan good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
Okay, so in about a week, we're going to go out to the Long Beach Dive Show. The
Again with
show.
The we. Again with the we.
You were invited, but then when I said we were going to go do some diving, you're like, I think I'll pass on this one. But you were asking about our potential new mermaid, Faith, who contacted us from California. We're supposed to have a little powwow there while we're out on the left coast for the scuba show and discuss just that. She is on the line right now. Faith, welcome to Scuba Radio once again. How are you?
I'm good.
This is like your second on-air Scuba Radio mermaid interview or hazing ceremony. We're not sure what it is. In relation to becoming a mermaid, but you're well on your way because you described yourself when you contacted us as Scuba Radio's first hot Asian mermaid, right?
Yeah, baby.
Okay, and that's good. We'll say that was a yes. Okay, your laugh. I'm gonna go with a yes, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good enough for us. All right. So, are you ready for the scuba show? Have you been preparing for the dive show there in Long Beach, California next week?
I'm so ready for it. I just can't wait.
Yeah, have you been doing any diving lately? Have you been, you know, in those California waters at all, brushing up on your dive skills? Or just waiting for us to come out there and annoy you for a few hours?
I'm going to head down there on Saturday, so I think I'm going to go on both days. Cause,
right.
Why not?
Yeah, go out there. I mean, it happens Saturday and Sunday. We're going to fly out to Long Beach, California after we do the broadcast on Saturday and only be there for Sunday. But you can go out. So you're going to be like our mole. So when we get there on Sunday morning, you'll be able to tell us what is really happening at the scuba show, right?
Exactly.
Okay, so you're going to kind of go incognito, so to speak. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that'll be easy for her to blend in.
A hot mole,
right. Hot Asian mole. Yeah, no, that'll work. Okay, but have you been doing any diving at all lately, or you just been kind of working and doing other stuff?
Not lately. My last dive in California was in January.
Okay. I wouldn't imagine it's extremely
cold. She's almost warmed up.
Yeah.
She has almost warmed up from her last dive. Almost starting to get some feeling back in her extremities.
You were cryogenically preserved.
Cryogenically
frozen.
Yeah,
there you go.
I understand.
Right.
No wonder she looks so good.
Yeah. That's their secret, I guess, right? It's an old ancient Asian secret on how they stay young.
She's actually Chinese. We could say that, I think.
Is that right?
From China.
That's right. What did I say?
You use more of a regionalism.
Did I?
Yes.
Am I totally screwed up on this, Faith, or what? I'm a bit confused, aren't I? But okay, that's why I'm coming out to California, so you can educate us properly so we know how to properly offend the Chinese segment of the population, right?
Hmm.
At least you didn't say Oriental, Greg.
Yeah. What you need to do, Faith, is between now and then, get something that you're comfortable swinging very hard repeatedly. So, because he will need to be beaten to get in line. And he'll thank you.
You have like a cattle prod, anything that's...
Gee whiz.
I don't know. Anyway, okay, well, Faith, you are ready, though, right?
Yep.
Okay, and do you have any dive trips scheduled, from in the coming weeks, from your perspective? I mean, you haven't been diving in California waters since January. You have anything on the docket coming up anytime soon? Or are you waiting for us to come out there and take you someplace?
Yes, I was going to ask.
Yeah? Well, where do you want to go? Do you have a...
I don't know. Like, right, wherever you take me.
Mm-hmm. Listen, what?
Cute girls make me so angry.
Why?
Can I just say, wherever you want to take me, Greg?
La Brea Tar Pits.
I know. That won't work.
It's why.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Well, Dan is my buddy, my dive buddy, Dan. He's always there beside me to lend a helping hand, my buddy Dan.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Bill the Producer, Jimmy the Bubble Boy, and the Scuba Cowboy with his Dan song right there. He's on the line with us. Hey, Pup, how are you, my friend?
I'm absolutely fantastic, brother. How about yourself?
Good. Now, we tried to connect with you last week when you were at the Tacoma Dive Show, but you're too busy playing songs like that, I guess.
I was having too much fun.
Yeah, so how was it? Tell us about the Tacoma Dive and Travel Expo last week in Tacoma, Washington.
Actually, it was absolutely fantastic. I think that out there, they would like us to come out pretty much 365 days a year, because every time anybody somehow related with Scuba Radio goes out there, the sun shines.
Yeah, last year...
I mean, it shined all weekend. It was beautiful. You could see Mount Rainier right from the window of the convention center. It was gorgeous.
Very nice. Yeah, you know, it's kind of strange if you're not from the area, but, you know, Seattle area has this reputation of cloudy, rainy weather, and they're used to it.
I think that's because of their cloudy, rainy weather.
Yes, but when we went out there last year, it was the same thing. We could see
it was beautiful. people. That's what I'm saying. Whenever we go out there, they said, hey, you guys need to come out more often because you bring the sunshine with you. I'm like, you know, I don't know what you guys are talking about, all these clouds. It was beautiful. People were so happy. People were in a great mood. It was really cool because I was set up actually inside the show. So literally while you're shopping, you got to hear the Scuba Cowboy. It was awesome.
While you were shopping or while you were drinking? Because I heard
While they were shopping.
Well, okay, you were drinking. No.
Well, I get to drink all day long. Yeah. All I got to do is pick up a guitar.
Yeah, well,
no, you weren't there. I missed that part of it, Greg, I have to say.
Well, yeah, but that's usually my role when I'm there.
But, I've been trying to. I know that we're going to be heading on some other adventures pretty soon. So I've been trying to, you know, give my liver a little break just in case you need to borrow it. So.
Yes, exactly. Because you know how that works. That's why I figured.
I know how that goes personally.
Right.
Actually,
we ought to break that up, and that's why I sent him out there to Tacoma to abuse his liver a little bit because I don't think my liver could take. Take two shows back to back like that. So we're going to head out there next week to the Long Beach show and meet up out there and maybe abuse her liver a little bit. If I got to borrow Pups, I'll borrow his. We'll trade. I don't know. We'll work out some kind of deal. But you're going to bring your guitar out there to Long Beach, maybe play a tune or two. We'll have to kind of wait and
of
see.
Course.
We're going to play it by ear, right?
Yes, absolutely. I don't travel anywhere without my guitar. You know that. So
now we're going to do some diving, as I've been talking about here on the show today, Pup. This will be my first California dive. What about you?
Mine first as well, and I actually lived there. But I know I hate to admit this, but this was my pre-dive years. I was back in my younger days, and I even though I had the desire ever since I was a kid watching Jacques Cousteau to dive, I just never got around to doing it. And then, of course, once I did, I was hooked.
Yeah, well, a little background information on the Scuba Cowboy. He used to be like a roadie for Van Halen. And so you're too busy living the rock star life at the time, and you didn't have time for this whole diving thing, right, Pup?
Well, not exactly a roadie, but more of a techie for them.
A techie,
yes.
Okay.
I actually developed their entire computer system for their fan club management.
Which, and they're known for that.
Yeah.
Van Halen's, yeah, I don't know if they are or not. But yeah, back in the day, that's what he used to do. But you weren't a certified diver, now you are. It's going to be a little
cold. Well, he's one of those techie guys. They hardly even ever let him out into the sun.
Well, maybe. But I, you know, I kind of figured though that when, you know, you going out to Tacoma, you had a, you know, maybe a slight introduction to cold water diving from some of the divers up there. Did anyone offer you to take a dive up there while you were with them? Or what?
They actually did. It's just you know how it gets so busy, it's hard to squeeze it in. But we actually talked about next year. Carving out a couple extra days and doing that, and I got some invites to go out. I may even go out there in the summer sometime this year. I've heard the San Juan Islands and stuff up there are really pretty. There's a lot of, you know, sightseeing kind of things, and of course the cold water diving. I'm excited. I am really excited because it's completely, it's more of a, I guess, natural colors, you know, more like what we're used to, like in the woods and stuff, you know, more of your greens and browns and, you know, yellows and those kind of things, not as much as the exotic colors as the Caribbean, but that's kind of neat to me that it's more, you know, earthy colors, I guess.
I hear the lobster is easier to catch because they're practically in a coma the whole time because it's so frickin' cold, and that you can actually hear fish. Fish identification is easier because their teeth are chattering, so you can hear them as well as see them.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, I think
that could be. Yeah. You know, it's pretty noisy underwater. I've never thought of it being teeth chattering.
That's
of
what it is.
Fish,
I'm thinking we can always, you know, we can always throw back some hot toddies afterwards on the yacht. So if, you know, if that's what we got to do, then we have to do it.
Well, I wasn't planning on bringing any mermaids with us, but now that you mention it.
You know, a hot toddy wouldn't be a bad idea. Hello. No, welcome to 1936.
Okay. Interesting. All right, so we will have some fun.
The two of you are so freaking old.
Listen to you.
He's just mad because he's not going to be on the yacht. That's
right.
He's not mad. He's angry.
We'll be sitting on the yacht.
Close to furious.
With mermaid Tiffany and all the big boys hanging, having a great time.
Yeah, we will. It's what? Why did I get mad?
I'm drawing a picture of all the big boys hanging. And Mermaid Tiffany being generally appalled.
Yeah, quit it. That's his daughter.
I do know that.
So. And Bill will be at home playing with his Wii.
We're going to continue our, you know, take your daughter to work day.
Yes, that's what will happen.
You know, Will or Bill, when you just play with your own, it's just called your mine, not your Wii.
Okay.
I understand. We're royal, though. We're royal. We have the royal we at my house.
All right. I don't know what all that means. I'm thinking I don't really want to.
We are not amused.
Yes, hardly ever. All right, but hopefully you will be. At least, if not, maybe hour two will do the trick for you. We're going to talk a little bit about some rebreather diving, check in with Single Scott, who just got back from Cozumel with a dive report, and much, much more right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.